everyone, and welcome to this podcast. We have a wonderful guest. It's an actor based out of Kansas City. This is John Rizzo. Hello, John Rizzo.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So I wanted to ask you some questions for our audience. And the first is, if you could give one piece of advice to an aspiring actor, what would that be?
The biggest aspects that it's challenging for an actor is being told no. And then when you're told no, you kind of get inside of your own head. It's funny that we're talking about acting because by day I'm in sales and, you know, I do acting as much as I can here and there. And you have to have thick skin. And it's really, at the end of the day, it's not personal, it's business. And knowing that up front and having that understanding that it's not because you're not good enough, then that doesn't necessarily mean that there's not room for growth, but could be any number of reasons that something doesn't work out as far as a role goes. Somebody could be a better fit or just fit the director's vision more. So I would say getting out of your own head.
And so when you are acting, if there was just one tool that you could choose, what would that be?
I thought about this. I've been thinking about this actually. And, there are a few things that come to mind. Like, I love the tool of thinking your character's thoughts and how much thinking the thoughts of your imaginary circumstances portray in your facial expressions. Like, you never want to play an emotion, but even more so than that, the importance of being present, and kind of ties in with my answer to the first question. It's like, if you're not present in the moment, I mean, it's true of life, but it's especially true of acting. Whenever you tune out, whenever you get distracted, whenever you get caught up in something else, you've completely broken character and you might be able to like pull yourself back in. But I think people get into trouble, you know, especially in a live setting. You cannot be anywhere else but present in that moment and living in the circumstances of that character.
Do you call it tunneling, or do you have a name for, not for being present in the moment, but just thinking the thoughts of the character?
You know what? I'm sure there is a technical term. I don't really have a name for it. I should come up with one.
Yeah, and you'll let us know what it is. So when did you first fall in love with acting?
You know, I'm kind of an unusual case, I would say. A lot of the people that I meet who are, well, most of them are younger than me that I've worked with, but even the people who are older than me and around my age, most of them have been doing acting since they were children. And I actually checked out one of your other podcasts and heard your story that you you kind of got struck with the theater bug really early in life. I actually, as I think back, I dabbled in a few church things here and there, but I really didn't fall in love with it until I think I was 28 or 29. I was in a musical that my brother wrote actually with a friend. And so it was, you know, church-based, but that was the moment when I remember before, I think, our first show, and the curtain was about to come up and the thought ran through my mind, I was born for this. And there was that kind of put out any nervousness or hesitation that I was not supposed to be there, or that I didn't have what it took. That was that moment of realization for me.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I could see it as you were telling that story. So did you ever have a moment, was that the moment where you decided that you wanted to be a professional performer, or how did it happen?
You know, I feel like for me, it has, I mean, life is never a constant continuum. It's never a straight line. There's always going to be ups and downs and doubts and fear and pressing through adversity, especially when you have a dream or an aspiration that has to do with storytelling and creativity and the arts. It's very much, I feel like it's kind of, you're kind of asking for it. Not that the universe is against you for that, but there's something about creatives and, you know, having to press through. So I don't know if there was if there really has been a moment. I did that show when I was like 28, and then I didn't do my first community theater production until I was 33. And then I didn't really have an acting class until I was 33 as well. I don't really know if there's been like a moment of delineation for me. It's been kind of like, well, I love this and I've had some really cool opportunities and would love to have more opportunities and kind of see where it goes. You know, definitely not give up, but take what comes and be diligent with the opportunities presented to me.
So where do you get your inspiration from?
You know, I've always been fascinated by film, by movies. Like growing up, I was very much into that, you know, that method of storytelling. But I think that for me, like, there's just something so, I mean, it's primal. It's like there's something within us, within humanity, that we want to tell stories. And it's like this innate desire for us to kind of want to make those around us come alive and to feel something and to be moved. I think that's kind of like my inspiration, because I actually, growing up, would write songs and poetry, as a lot of teenagers do. But I think that aspect of storytelling has just kind of expanded more and more. So I think that's a place where I derive a lot of inspiration, the desire to tell stories and to move people and to communicate something through action.
So do you have a favorite actor?
You know, somebody actually asked me this question last week, and I have such a difficult time answering it, because I feel like even today, you know, especially today, there are so many ways that actors can be employed and, you know, avenues for them to express themselves. And, you know, anything from like television, now there's all these streaming, and then they have, you know, there's Facebook that's doing shows, and there's movies, and there's theater. And I feel like I'm just overwhelmed by the talent pool. I was actually thinking about, after that person asked me this question, the movies that move me, and I looked at the movies that have been impactful for me, and I'm like, yeah, that's kind of a different aspect of contemplation and figuring out filmmaking. It's completely different than acting. So I was trying to use that as like a cheat, if you will, to figure out, well, who is my favorite actor? Is it one of the people in these movies? Nope. So I don't have an answer. That's a very long-winded response, but no answer for that one.
I find that a lot of actors, we do have a hard time finding our favorite actor. So don't feel like you're the only one.
Do you have one?
I do not. So no. You're not alone.
Okay, good.
So what was your most rewarding experience in theater?
That's a hard one. I think that there's been a few times when I've had to like work out in an intense way to kind of get into the character, not necessarily get into the character, but it's like I play characters where the idea behind this villainous character is that he's like super huge and he's like very intimidating. So I like worked out like crazy for that. And then I, a few years ago, played Lieutenant Cable in South Pacific. And there's a scene in that show where I have to be shirtless. So that was really a good motivation. So I think that those aspects, it's like the amount that you invest in a role, it really does come through in the playing of the role on stage. So I think that those two experiences, because I got so into the character physically and emotionally and, you know, multiple layers, were probably the most rewarding.
What is the most valuable thing you think you have learned as an actor?
I think the most valuable thing I've learned as an actor is the importance of self-awareness. And you know, there's different schools of thought about where you derive your abilities from, or your, you know, where you build characters from. Do you build them from your experience? And obviously there's certain characters that we can't really build from our experience, because, you know, we're playing a psychopath. We don't want to build that from our experience. All that said, like, I think self-awareness, like knowing yourself, knowing how you would respond in a given scenario, and then being able to figure out, okay, how does that differ from this character I'm playing, but also how is it the same? How can I identify, how can I personalize this character and make him come more alive?
How are we different? And at what point do we meet halfway with our character? So yeah, thank you for sharing that. So are you involved in any projects that our listeners can look forward to?
Yeah, right now, well, it's actually kind of a blessing in disguise that I'm not involved in any projects right now with all of the shutdowns of the theaters and pretty much anything. I was actually supposed to be in doing a shoot for a series this weekend. Had to be put on pause because of, you know, the threat of the virus and social distancing. But this summer, hopefully, all that will have passed over and I will be playing Sir Archibald Proops in Jekyll and Hyde, along with, I think, two other characters.
Oh, that's awesome. So where is the show going to be performed and how can people buy tickets?
So it will be, it's the Culture House who's doing it, and they actually have a space in Oak Park Mall. And I believe that tickets will be available on the Culture House's website.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, John, for taking the time to do this interview. I love hearing your insights and the advice that you have, even for people who are maybe in Kansas City or wanting to be an actor someday, and knowing that it's not too late ever to start. You can be 28, you can be 33, and you can be successful. And I just love hearing your story. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So for those listening, stay tuned to the next episode.